Creating content on YouTube is about more than a subscriber number. It's about reaching and interacting with the people that view your videos. And now that I look back at it, when I first started YouTube, I remember getting like my first 100 subscribers and I was so excited. But what I was more excited about was to tell my story. And I think I've lost that over time. And now that I get to reflect on it, I realize the real reason I started YouTube was not to become famous or not to have to make viral videos and catchy titles and clickbait thumbnails. It was about telling my story. And I've always been like that. Back when I first started playing the guitar in sixth grade, I immediately started a band. And I wanted to create the band name, and I wanted to write all original songs, because I wasn't really worried about what other people thought of cover songs or how I copied someone else. I was always more concerned about how was my original content received. I think that's been lost with YouTube recently. Everybody's so focused on views and subscribers and rapid growth that they lose who they really are. I've done it myself, so it's not YouTube's fault. It's not the algorithm's fault. It's more just human nature. You see other people succeed, and you start listening to other people, other industry leaders, other experts. They love to throw that term around. And then you start doing what they're telling you to do. But what makes them an expert? I'm realizing this all now. It's all about you. It's all about your story. Some people call it a brand. I like calling it a story. Because everyone's story is different. Even if you come from the same place, in the same family, of the same values, what goes on in your head is different from the person next to you. And that's the real, true meaning of a social platform. To spread your message, your story, with the people on the internet.